Katie?
What's up for tonight?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Good. Can you keep a secret?
Yeah. Well, depends on how juicy it is.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Ghosts? I don't know. I guess so. Why?
Well, you know that mural at school?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I was walking past it the other day, and I was late for class, of course. But I saw this little picture of a trunk in it. And I don't know, something weird happened. I think I saw one.
A ghost? At school. In the middle of the day. Florian, what have you been smoking?
Oh, come on, Katie. You know I don't do stuff like that. Just forget it. I knew you wouldn't believe me anyway.
No, it's cool. Go on with your little witch's story.
It's not a witch story. It's this girl on a white horse. She looks like me, actually.
Look like you? Florian, step away from the mirror. Who was this girl? Come on, spit it out.
Doña Maria del Carmen Cabello.
Doña Maria del who?
Doña Maria del Carmen Cabello.
She led me to this room where there was a chest or a trunk or something.
A treasure chest?
Well, something like that. It had all these maps in it. It had a map to a ranch bigger than you have ever seen. You know that one called Las Cabras? I'm kidding, it was just so real.
You're talking about that old buried ruin outside of town. Have you told anyone else about this?
Katie, you just don't understand. I mean, it was like a dream, but then it wasn't. I mean, I was seeing through her eyes. It was almost as like we were one person.
One? Kinky, what do you mean by one?
Well, I could see through her eyes, but then I could see her, just like I'm seeing you now.
So what did you see?
Well, she was walking with this priest from one of the missions. And we were talking, just like we were related. And the place just seemed like home.
My brother knows this really good doctor I think could help you.
Katie, I told you I am not crazy and I don't need a shrink.
Okay, fine. What happened then?
Well, we met this really neat soldier and we talked to him for a while. And then we went to this marketplace. It was like this grocery store with a mini mall. And there were people everywhere. Some women were selling clothes, and another lady was weaving. And then some women were preparing food just right there out on the ground.
Food on the ground? Florian, that's gross. Who would buy that? I think I'm going to go get that number for my brother.
Wait, just listen for a minute, okay? The next thing we did was we bought some fruit. We had bought some peaches, and then we bought some grapes from some of the women out in the marketplace. Oh, and then there were some Indians.
Indians?
Yeah. Then she went for a ride. Horse, so neat. We had stopped in this, and we gave some grapes to this friar and some Indians working out in the field. And then this real cute guy gave me some flowers. And then,
Lorian, snap out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Indians. They looked like they were just waiting for us. I was so scared. But then Doña Maria said, well, I don't know, I guess I just felt that everything was okay. And then we gave them some peaches. And then they just rode off.
Right, now you're a peacemaker.
Yeah. And then, we stopped and we had some lunch with these cowboys. Yeah, and they were real cute too. And, well, then Doña Maria wanted to leave, and so she spurred her horse, and man, it was just like flying.
But, Lorian, you're afraid of horses.
Oh, not anymore. It was wonderful, Katie. And then we ended up at this monument. The monument was for that ranch that I told you about, Las Cabras. And then I had this weird feeling that Doña Maria lived on that ranch or was just very fond of it or something. Why else would she have led me to it?
Well, then what happened?
Well, some freshmen bumped into me and I was back in the hallway. Then it was weird. It was like I was trapped between times for a moment.
Well, what'd you do?
I guess I just snapped out of it.
You snapped out of it? That's it? Florian, that's how it ends? How can it...
That's not the ending, Katie. It's just only the beginning. I mean, be skeptical if you want to, but the thing just really messed with me. I mean, I have got to find out what she was trying to tell me or warn me about. But I do need your help.
What kind of help?
Well, you're good with computers. You know the internet. I mean, let's look up who her family was, who her friends were, her parents. I mean, I gotta find out what she was trying to tell me and why she came to me. I mean, I think it has something to do with the fact that everybody thinks Texas started with the Alamo and a bunch of men. But it started way before that. And there were so many more women involved. And Doña Maria was a really important part about that. And nobody even knows who she was. I just think she wants us to know.
Okay, I'll help. On one condition.
And what's that?
That is, if there's any money involved, we split it 80-20. 80% for me and 20% for you.
Yeah, right. 50-50 all the way. This is big.
I can see the headlines now. My best friend gets kidnapped by a ghost.
I can read the headlines, too. And they say, high school girls uncover the hidden secrets of Las Cabras.
I wonder if Doña Maria is really a ghost. I can't understand that. I think Lorene was just having a bad dream. But I want to introduce you. Oh, this chocolate cake keeps getting in my way. I wonder where candles started. If any of you in the chat room, we have a chat room, and we welcome you students to send in your questions. And we have all kinds of experts here with us today, and they will be responding to your questions both online and on camera for some of the questions. So I guess my first question to you would be, does anyone know where birthday candles got started on a chocolate cake for a birthday party? Now, if you've got an answer to that, we accept the answers as well as questions on our chat room, okay? And then I have to decide, do I want to light the candle or do I want to light my sparklers? Let's see. Well, I hope you'll join us in our chat room. The wind is just blowing too much to light either one of them. So, hope you come see us in the chat room.